From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. After 11 days of deliberation, a federal jury in Chicago has found one-time media mogul Conrad Black guilty on criminal fraud and obstruction charges. Black was CEO of Hollinger International, which at one time was the world's third-largest newspaper group. He and three former colleagues were accused of stealing more than $60 million from company shareholders. The jury also found Black's three co-defendants guilty of mail fraud. Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker reports.
As the verdict was read, Black, a bulky, silver-haired man in a khaki suit, sat with his attorneys at the defense table as he has throughout the 3.5-month trial. He looked calm but breathed deeply and rapidly. Later, he and his wife left the courthouse hand in hand, along with his daughter, not speaking to reporters. His attorney, Edward Greenspan, read from a prepared statement.
We came here to face 13 counts in an indictment. Conrad Black was acquitted of all the central charges. They have been dismissed.
But Black was convicted on four other charges, and Greenspan said today his client would appeal. Black was forced to surrender his passport as the government considers him a flight risk. He signed a waiver saying he wouldn't fight extradition. He's free on bond in Chicago until at least next week, when court will reconvene to discuss that and other matters. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says the charges Black and his colleagues were convicted on were not a sideshow.
They were convicted of serious felony counts, and I think that the number of counts they were convicted of are sufficient to vindicate the public interest. I don't think anyone in this room would want to be any one of those defendants convicted of those counts.
Earlier this week, the jury told the judge they were deadlocked, but in the end agreed with part of the prosecution's case, that Black took advantage of a standard element of newspaper sale contracts called non-compete payments. The payments came with a clause promising Black would not start rival papers to compete with the ones he'd just sold. They say he hid these transactions from Hollinger's board of directors and used the money to lead a lavish lifestyle. But the jury found him not guilty on those charges. Black is not nearly as famous in the U.S. as he is in the U.K. and Canada, where his outspoken confidence, some say arrogance, doesn't go over well. As owner of London's Daily Telegraph, Black renounced his Canadian citizenship to accept a perk traditionally offered to that paper's boss, a seat in Britain's House of Lords. But he and his attorney, Edward Greenspan, have been trying to get his citizenship back for more than a year now, ever since it became clear he might be facing jail time. As a Canadian, he could serve his time there, where the parole laws are far more lenient than in the States. The charges against Black could get him as much as 15 to 20 years in prison, but it could be as few as 5 years. Even so, he'll face about $21 million in forfeiture, plus a number of civil suits. And if he avoids jail, the 62-year-old Black could easily spend the rest of his life dealing with his legal troubles. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.